Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today, our mission is, well, it's pretty specific. We're analyzing a single celebrity fashion moment.
But one that tells a much bigger story.
Exactly. It reveals this huge shift in how high-concept materials are being engineered for mainstream comfort.
Right. Moving from the runway to reality.
Our source material is all about HITS Radio UK presenter Gemma Atkinson. She was at a big event in Manchester.
HITS Radio Live 2026.
Yeah, that one. Okay, let's just unpack this right away. What did she wear?
This is the interesting part.
She wore an all-black latex bodysuit. But, and this is the key, she paired it with ultra-comfy matching black jeans.
Not a gown, not some elaborate costume, a top.
Just a top, a high-neck, sleeveless top that signals a much broader trend. We've seen something similar with Ella Morgan from Married at First Sight UK, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a growing thing. The pairing of a sleek, really structured material like latex with something as everyday as denim.
That's the core insight here, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It shows designers are deliberately trying to bridge that gap between a statement piece and something you can actually, you know, wear.
So it's not just a style choice. It's a statement about the material itself becoming more approachable.
It's a technological statement.
And that's the pivot. The bodysuit itself was designed by Catalyst Latex. For a piece like that to be comfortable enough to wear to a massive concert, something had to have changed.
Nothing fundamental.
So why is this specific garment such a good case study for fashion innovation?
Because it shows how technical skill is just smashing through these old hurdles with materials. This piece was explicitly designed for comfort and versatility.
And a key to that is?
It all comes down to an optional finish. A smooth, chlorinated latex finish that's offered to the buyer.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. For those of us listening who only see materials like this from afar, what does chlorinated finish even mean? Why does that guarantee ease of wearing?
Right. So it's a chemical process, and it totally alters the surface of the material.
In what way?
Well, traditional latex is sticky. It's tacky. You need dressing aids like talcum powder or some kind of lube just to get it on.
Which sounds like a lot of work.
A huge amount of work. It grabs your skin, your hair. Chlorination, though, it smooths that surface out, makes it slick.
So it just slides on.
It slides right on. No powder, no mess. Suddenly the material is wearable all night long without being restrictive or requiring all that maintenance.
That's fascinating. So it's pure material science solving a user problem.
That's it.
And the engineering is what matters. This bodysuit, it was originally created as a one-off item, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. But the reaction to it, this blend of high design look and actual engineered comfort, was so strong.
People wanted it.
The demand basically pushed it into their permanent collection. That jump from a bespoke, kind of difficult item to something you can buy almost daily shows that the consumer gets it.
And is voting with their wallet.
Exactly. You, the customer, are telling the industry, we want the look, but we will not accept the fuss.
So what does this all mean when you boil it down?
I mean, it's a pretty clear signal.
This one outfit really shows latex moving from this restrictive, super niche category into something versatile, something comfortable.
All because designers are finally investing in the technical side, like chlorination, to make it genuinely wearable. The industry is expanding because function is becoming as important as form.
Right. Not just how it looks, but how it feels.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, what's so fascinating is how comfort, you know, the demand for functional design drove a technical innovation into mass production.
The market is ready for it.
It's clearly willing to embrace these previously inaccessible materials, but only if the engineering works.
This really raises an important question for you to mull over then. If designers can make something as notoriously restrictive as latex ultra comfy with these specialized finishes, what other materials might be axed?
Like what?
I don't know. Maybe complex synthetics, thick vinyls, even materials we haven't even considered wearable yet. What else could soon be engineered for total comfort and find its way into our everyday wardrobe?